Maybe we should just switch over to. We should become a Christian podcast.
A contemporary Christian podcast.
A so-called Christian podcast.
I'm going to have to change a little bit of what I do to make that happen.
We're not going to change anything we do. We're just going to say once in a while, like,
and then just,
I don't know.
I'm just going to not mark them as explicit when I post them.
I guess that's it. We just won't swear and we're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. All right.
That's a fucking stupid idea.
All right. I have to ask, are we starting? This is how we start these things?
Yep.
We're starting. Are you drinking anything during this?
Oh, not yet, but I will, maybe.
I am.
I might have to.
What are you drinking?
I've been self-medicating with some Cash Nelson from Cascade Brewing. It's a barrel-aged sour with Nelson, Sauvignon, and Cashmere hops.
It's weird. Nice. That's weird that you got that this late. I was gonna have a regular Modelo a little bit ago, but I didn't.
I'm having a Modelo Chelada with mango chili in it.
What's the mango?
Is it red?
No, this one I don't think has the tomato juice in it.
So how is it a chelada?
I think chelada just means that it's beer mixed with juice. And so instead of tomato juice, this one has mango juice mixed with it. And then it has chili and salt in it.
Huh. Interesting. Mm. That seems like kind of dumb.
I mean,
is it good?
It's fine.
All right. It's fine. Okay.
It's fine.
I like cheladas. I like the tomato and salt ones.
Yeah. I like those. I like the spicy Modelo one is real good.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
What's the difference between rap and rhyming? Does anybody have
the beat, the speed?
Okay.
Yeah.
The talent, maybe?
I don't think so. There's a lot of not talented rapists.
That's true. and they're just rhyming.
Sometimes they aren't even doing that.
I know some pretty I have heard some pretty anyway.
Also, I know where you're going with this.
Well, but but here's another real quick. What is what makes you able to call yourself a rap rock band? How much rap should there have to be?
This album has much less rap than their earlier stuff.
Okay. So because all I read when I start is this rap rock band, and I'm like, they rap like three times, and one and a half of them were not, I wouldn't even call it rap. Yeah.
So what's interesting, so this band, DC Talk, it's three guys that formed in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their first album is called New Thang.
Of course it is.
N-U-T-H-A-N-G.
Even better. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? Their second album is called Rap, Rock, and Soul.
I did see on Wikipedia that they said these guys were big rap fans. They even one time told the Beastie Boys where they could get good ice cream after a concert they went to. Shut up. I hate everything about this.
So it went New Thang.
That rap, was on rock and Wikipedia. Soul. Okay, yeah.
Rap, rock, New Thang, Rap, Rock, and Soul. Uh-huh. Then they hit it big with their album Free at Last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, yeah, they were repressed. They were oppressed, I'm sure.
So Free at Last was a huge album. They went on tour with Michael W. Smith and opened for him. That's the concert I saw in 1993 where they opened for Michael W. Smith at the Puyallup Fair.
Okay. I remember, didn't they go on tour with him or maybe even, I feel like it was DC Talk and maybe someone else huge at the Tacoma Dome one time too.
Mm-hmm. So then when after that Jesus Freak came out and this was their biggest album by far, it was massive and they won a Grammy for this as like best new Christian artist. Is that
okay?
It?
Oh, sure. That's not a real, you, when you say stuff like they won a Grammy for this, that doesn't count.
It only counts
because like they probably beat Amy Grant or something, right? Like it I don't think
because we got a trophy.
If we won a podcast award for best new podcast featuring three assholes,
We wouldn't win that one either.
Yeah, we'd only win for two. But like, if you know what? If Weird Al wins a comedy Grammy, that's fine. It's cool. Go ahead. Until he wins Best Song of the Year or like across like an actual Grammy for not a, such a narrowed down category, then it's cool.
I mean, I think it's cool either way. It's, sure. It's interesting that you're going to categorize which Grammys count.
Well, because when, no, I'm, I think they all count. But when you say in a previous episode, they won a Grammy, I think that people would think that they won a real Grammy.
But you only call it...
I mean, it's... yeah, best new artist, best artist, best song, best, you know, whatever. If you win that, that they would
won,
be impressive.
They won best rock gospel album.
Okay, also... That's even more horse shit because it's not gospel.
Okay, the album peaked at 16 on the Billboard Top 200.
Yeah, that's a way bigger accomplishment than winning a Christian rock Grammy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to some music?
Okay.
Wait. Oh.
Like, there's also two covers in this album, but we'll get to those.
Okay. Covers of other Christian rock bands?
No.
Or did they take like a real song and just add Jesus' name to it?
I like how you say a real song.
Track number one, So Help Me God.
That's what I said every time a song started on this album. So Help Me God, there's another one. Okay, do you know what I think is weird about this album?
What?
It starts real quick with the same thing, is that, like, I feel like these songs are all kind of a joke. Or they're tongue-in-cheek. They're so corny. What was that? What were you listening to?
What do you mean?
I don't know what that even was.
I think this is a band that wants really, really bad to be Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, because it's like, that song sounds like you're in the middle of a city, like traffic is going by. Like, it's like noisy, but like, yeah, but Chili Peppers, because it sounds like Anthony Kiedis being like weird, annoyed.
Mm-hmm. And like with some rapping, but also some slap at the bass.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call any of that rap yet. We haven't got to any rapping.
Fair.
Right?
Not yet. Okay. Yeah.
Not yet.
We're not there yet.
And I also feel like, I have jumped in with a few comments about both these bands, and Bill's backed them up by saying, yeah, it's their old stuff or it's their later stuff, because it's happened in both of these now.
No, this one is their fourth album.
No, I know. And I'm saying that they're not this rap rock thing they got going on. It's almost non-existent on this album.
I didn't say they were rap.
No, but everything that I see with the research I did, they call them a rap rock band.
Yeah. I mean, this one specifically says, like, I'm looking on Wikipedia here. This album is considered one of the greatest and most influential Christian albums of all time and is viewed as the landmark album of the 1990s alternative rock scene, right? Biggest selling Christian albums of all time, double platinum in the United States, over 2 million copies sold. You once told me it's a big deal to sell a million copies of an album.
It is. It's huge.
Well, yeah, and you said what, number 18 on the Hot 200? Yeah.
Actually, no. U.S. Billboard 200, it reached 16.
16.
And on U.S. Top Christian Billboard, it reached number one.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, no, that's huge. That's like, what year was it?
95.
That's like in 1995 having, I mean, like, Public Enemy or so. Well, I guess not 95. Like, Dr. Dre or someone reaching number one on the regular charts. You know, that's not... The regular chart, you know, he'd be numbered on hip hop, you know, but not the regular charts. That's not how it works. So that's huge. No, yeah. I'm not denying that they're big. I've heard of them.
Track number two, Colored People. A piece of God.
It takes on character with every loving stroke. This thing of beauty is the passion of an honest heart. By God's design, we are a skin kaleidoscope. We've got to come together.
I know Rick's gonna love a song called Colored People.
I'm glad they didn't rap in this one.
I have a problem with one of the lyrics in this song.
Oh yeah, what is it?
He describes the lead singer, the main narrator in this song, describes a skin-colored kaleidoscope.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like something Ed Gein would have.
We are a skin kaleidoscope.
Something of that nature. And I was quite disturbed by that.
Yeah.
Also, do you guys know who Donovan is?
Yes.
He's doing his best Donovan impression as his voice in this song.
Yeah, I hear that.
The mellow yellow guy, Bill.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, Michael Tate is like the main singer on this song.
Okay.
He's the black guy in the group.
Okay.
Right.
Dreadlocks.
Yep, exactly. But most he's the time, not anyway. The, he's not the rapist.
Perfect. Great.
Right. But what's interesting is that he he did his own stuff after DC Talk broke up in 97.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there's another Christian group that was huge in the 90s called Newsboys.
That's who went on tour with somebody. That's the other band I remember that name.
Yeah, so Newsboys, their lead singer quit. And Michael Tate, after DC Talk it broke up, he took over Newsboys and he's now the frontman for Newsboys.
Gotcha.
So there was a tour called Newsboys United where they brought back the guys from Newsboys that had quit. And they joined the current Newsboys band, plus the other guys from DC Talk joined it. So it was like a bunch of super band kind of thing in the Christian music world. Make fun of it, Ryan.
No.
It's
no.
True.
I'm going a different way than you think I was going. Because okay. I was just going to say, is that what they call a super band, Bill?
It sure is.
But that's not what they call it. It's a super group. A super group, not a super band. We've been over this.
Sorry.
Track number three. Next. The titular track, Jesus Freak. Again, Chili Peppers.
God, I wish
there's a little bit of rap in this one.
Yeah, I wish someone would have made a song just called Freaky Jesus. I think that would have been fun. The Chili Peppers might have done it. I don't know.
Billy, do you know anything about the Chili Peppers at all? Have you heard any songs?
Didn't we do one of their albums?
No.
I don't think so.
That's someone else's podcast.
Oh, which podcast was I on where we talked about a Chili Peppers album?
No, I think you just... Anyway, did you...
I like the Chili Peppers.
Okay, what do you think people would say if they found out you were a Jesus freak? They'd say, stop calling yourself that. That's the worst...
Have you ever seen people wearing Jesus freak t-shirts?
No.
That's a pretty popular thing.
I'm just like, that seems like so... That's very cringe to me.
Yeah.
Just that term is real stupid.
No, I'm not a huge fan of that term either.
Yeah, right.
Well, just calling like, you a freak.
But I do like Freaky Jesus. Jesus is kind of like Buddy Jesus in Dogma, yeah, but he's a little freakier. Well,
yeah.
Buddy Christ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's that concept of, like, you know, the whole message they're trying to get here is the, like, not being ashamed,
sure,
sort of thing, right? There was a big deal about, like, this sort of, like, secret religion that people had in the 90s. That's not really a thing anymore because people are a little more open with what they believe because people are a little more tolerant with people having different views.
Right.
Yes, I think. But also I think there's also the people are much more proud to proclaim what group they belong to now.
Well,
but exactly.
That's,
yeah,
that's also comes down. Actually, there's a song later.
You're saying that the boys are proud now? They're proud boys?
Yeah. It kind of, there's a song later that kind of addresses that in a way, yeah, when, yeah, they talk about, like, what if I fall, right? That's the song.
That's the next song.
Yeah.
That's okay, let's listen to it. This, it's one of the better songs on the album.
Okay. What if I stumble, track number 4.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this part right here.
That's the part you love.
No.
So that whisper rap part totally reminded me of Cottonmouth Kings.
Yeah, right?
I've never heard the Cottonmouth Kings.
Oh, nobody has. Love them. Just me. So far some of these songs, like this song does it too. This is that same thing of like repeating verse chorus stuff, yeah, to like, you know, get you singing along. It does have a, you know, it's trying to send a message more like it's a pretty clear, right, one. Right. Right.
And this one isn't rah, rah, Jesus message. It's more like, hey, I'm a real person. Don't put me up on this pedestal because I'm probably going to screw up or do something that you don't approve of, like, right, sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, can we talk about it? Wait. Was it not this song? Well, we'll wait a little bit longer. I have something to ask you, but it's later.
Okay, this next one is one of the covers. This is from the musical Godspell.
Gotcha.
Track 5, Day by Day.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. How heavy is the song in the musical?
Not heavy at all. It's no guitars. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. It's very much musical, so it's redone and rearranged. It's like
a real cover, not just a re-recording.
What's funny is one time I was in my church, and before the church service, I'm sitting there, and there's like a time where everyone's like, everyone who's going to be involved in the production and the service is praying beforehand, right? And someone prayed like those three things that are mentioned in the song, like to see you more clearly, to follow you more dearly or whatever, right? To love you more deeply. Those three things, right? And I like turned to the guy next to me and I was like, did that guy just quote DC Talk? Because that was like my reference to that.
Right.
Have I ever told you guys about the time I got tricked? I got tricked into going to a Christian rock concert.
I don't think I've heard this story.
I think you've told me once, but tell me again.
I've actually been tricked. I've been tricked on a couple of occasions for different reasons, but like, I was told one.
That's
time.
That's one of our main methods is trying to trick people into showing up to stuff.
Someone one time was like, "Hey, will you like?" Come with me to Wild Waves with some of my friends. Are you guys there?
I hear you.
Okay. What's Bill doing? Uh-oh. Great. These Gen Xers can't use their computers.
I'm back now.
Okay, good.
I think I'm back now.
Yeah.
My buddy at the time said, hey.
You're Gen X. I'm a geriatric millennial.
My buddy was like, hey, me and some of my friends are going to Wild Waves. Would you like to come with us? Sure. He's like, okay, cool. We're going to hop on this bus and we're going to go to Wild Waves.
Check out. Shit, I forgot what it's called. It's in Portland. It's the hair place. Man, they've been sponsoring us for 2 years. What's it called? It's called Hairpin Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah, check out Hairpin Salon in Portland. Google it.
Okay. So you got tricked into going to a Youth for Christ thing at Wild Waves. I got it.
And during the concert, this was what was real fun for me. One of the bands sounded like Rage Against the Machine, or they did their best Rage Against the Machine impression. They were called the Channel Surfers.
Okay.
And they were like, everyone started moshing in a big mosh pit. And then one of the like elders or someone came out and he was like, we need you guys to all stop moshing. Please just stand there. And I think we had to raise one. They wanted to raise one finger up in the air. And everyone was like, okay, this got way less fun. And then one time I was at a concert, like a regular concert. There was a band opening and people were like, it was like a heavy rock band. And then, you know, like at some point in a show, you know, a rock band will like get kind of weird and preachy about anything, you know, could be a breakdown.
They'll just talk about that issue.
And then he's just like, basically like, you know, why we do this shit, whatever. And he's like, he's like, Jesus. And everyone was like, and everyone got real quiet, didn't know what to do anymore. Cause it was like, it was not that vibe at all. Like, what is happening? Yeah. And it was like, whoa, you guys really, you know, Bill, do you ever listen to like, Soulfly?
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, keep going. Let's get some talking.
Okay. Hey, oh, you want to hear a skit? You know, because you like those rap albums that have skits in them, right?
It's my favorite.
Well, we don't do those.
I know.
Right. Yeah. So we could skip the Mrs. Morgan skit then. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was upset at the drummer.
Right.
Check it out if you're interested.
Yeah.
On to track 7, Between You and Me.
Okay, now, Between You and Me, is that me and Jesus, or is it a person?
I think it's two people. Two people.
Okay.
But this is one of those songs that I think is a filler song in the album.
Right. When you listen, Bill, you're a big fan of Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah,
love it. When you listen to his music, do you ever think about what he's talking about listening to Christian rock on the radio?
Yes.
I wish we could play the whole thing and just start our episode with it.
Yes, where he does that whole guitar bit, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to know what happened to the oatmeal.
Right. Well, because he's like, I was listening to the radio and they're just like, it's like a good rock song. They're just like, God is good. Good rock ballad. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like it, love it, need it.
Yeah, let's get through this. I got one other question.
Track number 8.
Was Zebrahead out already?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I love this song.
Stacy's mom? Was this Fountains of Wayne out yet? This is one of those songs
that's great. Probably right about the same time.
Yeah, weird. Probably right before.
Probably right after, like the last one we listened to.
Let's see. Stacy's mom.
1995.
Same exact year they were released.
Okay. Were you about to say something?
No, okay. Just someone walked into my area to see what was going on.
I have a question about the next song. Oh, wait, are you in your office? Do people like, why is someone here so late?
Yeah.
Nice.
The next song?
Is this next song a joke?
The reprise?
Yeah. Why is this so bad?
Yeah, I think this is just some sort of...
I don't... Like, what's happening? Is this some inside joke about, look how bad this thing could do?
I think it's like, what if we were singing in like... Like a choir director in an old church tent revival kind of thing.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Are they making fun of it or what? Because it's very confusing.
Yes, they're making fun of it. Yes.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but what is the? I don't know where the.
I love that you like it. It's just, yeah, they're just messing around. I think it's like this, you know, they kind of go heavier and come lighter, and they're just trying to not take themselves too seriously and not have people form a religion around them, sort of thing, you know.
Sure.
Is this what you would call baby making music?
No.
Track number 10, In the Light.
Best song on the album.
Also the most Dave Matthews song on the album. Also sounds like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
It sounds like...
Sounds like Dave Matthews ate a Red Hot Chili Pepper.
And it sat on the toilet for 6 hours. Or for 57 minutes and 58 seconds.
So, listening to this album, I really felt a little more beat over the head with the messaging than the Jars of Clay album. I felt like the Jars of Clay album was a little more subtle in its topics, whereas this
which
is
funny
because more...
Rick commented on the Jars of Clay album that they were like heavy on the Jesus talk,
right? So I mean, it might be the way that I listened to it too, because I was listening to this while driving as opposed to
This is super Jesus-y. Also, the reason I was saying that DC Talk one, or the last Jars of Clay one, I think it was them. It was the quote of them saying that we don't do that.
Right.
I'm like, they're definitely doing that.
Right.
Right.
At least on the album I was listening to.
Right. DC Talk didn't shy away from that at all.
Right.
They're
Jesus freaks.
And never did. They were 100% like, we are a Christian band. That is our market. That is what we're trying to be.
Right. And they seem, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Like a lot of those, you know, those other bands we talked about, like Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah.
And Lifehouse and Switchfoot and those kind of other bands that crossed over into the trying to be pop bands as well.
Yeah.
Would write like ambiguous love songs that might be about a guy or a girl or might be about Jesus.
Right.
You just, I don't know, but they love someone a whole lot.
Track 11, What Have We Become? And they tried to do some wine for a little while.
Okay, that song, it may sound like Sublime, but it reminds
me... No, it doesn't sound like Sublime. It sounds like they're trying to sound like Sublime. There's a difference.
It reminds me lyrically of that Everlast song about, like, walking in someone's shoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Whitey Ford Sings the Blues album.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you that when you... Look at this. I'm looking at this.
What it's like.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
I'm looking at this youth group throwback playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Whatever. But then it also says you also might like one called Cornerstones.
Uh
Best Christian Gospel Songs of 2000, Top Christian Rock Songs, and Keg Stand.
Yeah.
And you know what? Guess which one I'm going to pick?
Keg Stand.
Hey, you know what? We're an interesting group. That youth group from 1990s.
You know what's funny? You know what's on Keg Stand?
DC Doc.
Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Santeria by Sublime.
Yeah.
It's just weird they're all like on here. I Got also by Sublime.
Right.
Anyway, let's go. Oh, and like Breakfast at Tiffany's, that's who I was thinking too. I'm like, who.
Oh, yeah, that sounds a lot like this. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Or the last band, especially.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Track.
Next song.
Number 12, Mind's Eye. Kind of amused by the way they talk about, like, hey man, you can believe in Jesus and God even if you can't see him, come on, you know. It's like the mind's very literal.
Yeah this is another filler song. Yeah. Really, like, it's one of those ones that's just kind of like you add to the album.
Yeah.
At the end, it's not,
you don't want to have a 7-track album, you want to have a 13-track album.
Yeah this is one of the ones that's just okay.
And finally, weirdly enough, exactly the same length as the previous album or previous song, 5 minutes and 17 seconds. Alas, My Love.
Alas, my love, you say goodbye. Wipe the poison from my brow. Alas, my love, this guilty night gives me up like a foster child. And in this moment I take my vow, these angels sleeping at my feet. And in this moment, you do not know how my spirit wants to flee. You see, it was one man against the night, taking on a multitude that had left him high and dry.
She grew up in the hills. She went to parties with Bob Seger and Sonny and Cher. Rockabye.
Hey, for those of us who never heard any of those songs, this was cool.
Yeah, right. I know.
We did it.
Yeah.
We made it through. I wish
it was better.
Really?
Yeah, because like it would. I mean, is there anything better?
Well, okay. So you want to? What I want you to do is, I need you to go to. Hang on, I need you to find. Okay, it's from their Free at Last album. Go to Love is a Verb, but it's spelled LUV.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Play that song.
Love is a Verb.
Rolling out my big black book. Cause when I need a word to find, that's where I look. So I move to the L's, quick, fast, in a hurry. Through all my specs, thought my vision was blurry. I looked again, but to my dismay, it was black and white with no room for gray. You see, a big beast stood beyond my word. And yo, that's when it hit me, that love is a verb. Sang.
Okay, now I need you to go play that funky music, White Boy, by Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, but that's where they came from in changing to this album, right? Like they transitioned from that kind of like funky quasi rap sound to the more rock sound.
I think that like I would prefer to listen to that cheesy rap stuff.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to play it for a second, because I knew you would.
Because we know Rick's taste in cheesy
music. Yeah, exactly. I'll bet we could even find something off of their first album, New Thing, that you'd like.
Oh, no. I didn't say I liked any of it.
Right. Go to I Love LUV Rap Music.
Is that just how they think they spell it?
Yeah.
Wait, are you playing Play That Funky Music or what?
No.
Come on, DJ.
I love rap music.
I started playing it, then you started talking.
Yeah, that's what I do. LUV Rap Music.
Oh, here we go.
So,
real quick.
There's a common ground. You know the deaf hip-hop sound. Hype the bass with a tiny snare. The subwoofer makes your neighbor stare. But still, I love rap music. Always have and always will. Drop it. Now, rap started as a voice of the street. A sort of politics to a ghetto beat. The rapper started bragging all about the gold.
That's not rap music. That's a love ballad to rap music.
That's like almost like a New Jack Swing kind of thing.
Ding. Yeah, it's like Tony.
Yeah.
But like, Bill, have you ever heard Play That Funky Music by Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
When we came into this podcast. All right.
Yep. And you love that. Vanilla Ice.
Well, that's for the right reasons.
Rick, what do you give it?
21.
I've got 20.
Whatever. You guys suck.
Well, he's more generous than he's. I thought it was better than the Jars of Clay.
Right, it is.
But it's not. But I did it now. I'm like, maybe not. Like back to back like that. I was like, this. It didn't have as much. I think you might have picked the wrong songs. You would have gave me a greatest hits of those dumb rap songs. I might have been all over it.
I know.
I might listen to them tonight. When I go
okay, everybody. We'll see you later.
Any song LUV.
Go listen to New Thang. NUTHANG.
The song or the album?
The album.
I can't do it.
It's a bunch of those rap stuff.
It's a bunch of those rap stuff. This is exactly how they advertised it.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Just another truth. another drink.